Thank you. And the reason you didn't is that at the time I put it for adoption, we had G7 as a consolidated indicator without a footnote. So I'm responding to what you're now saying, and I understand that this is one where we had three options, and then we decided to coalesce around G7 Alt, which, as Cuba had said, represented an amalgam of different ideas. And perhaps in that exchange, with the elements of the footnote having been incorporated in G7 Alt, it may have been overlooked that the elements of the footnote were subsumed in the compromise. Now, I'm in a difficult situation because we proceeded on the basis that that articulation of G7 Alt was acceptable to all. You are suggesting that it would have had to be G7 Alt merged, as Cuba has said it, but with the continued inclusion of the annotation that had been part of the merger. So, because part of the challenge is that if we make reporting optional, it's a voluntary process. So when we stipulate to voluntary reporting, it's usually as a matter of further detail. So that's why, in a sense, I was saying that if the idea is that member states, beyond providing as a commitment, report on percentage of population at risk, those who wish to do so may wish also to report on numbers, then I wouldn't see a problem because it wouldn't change the nature of the underlying indicator, which is why my appeal to Cuba and others was if we can live with that in footnote, in light of your intervention, we would do so. But if there is a problem, we would have to go back to where we were on the acceptance of G5. My own sense is that if we basically say those who have numbers report numbers, but the indicator is percentage of population, the annotation would not, in my view, do harm. It may not be the most elegant representation, but if we renegotiate G5 now, we are at risk. So I ask delegations, can we, as a compromise, revert to retaining the annotation proposed by Indonesia, Cuba, and Japan?